So I've been talking this whole time and the mic has been muted. That is crazy. All right. So let's just start off with the word of prayer. Let's just get this situated. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this moment. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for all those who are joining, who are tuning into this live. Lord, I pray that this moment, that this time would be helpful, would be insightful, but most importantly, I pray that you would allow us to just draw close to you in this time. In your name we pray. Amen. If you're joining, if you're tuning in, if you're just jumping in, feel free to jump in the chat. Let me know who's out there watching. Feel free to comment. As we go along, we can dialogue. So if you're tuning in, you probably just want to know why theology. Does it really matter? I'm not here to, you know, play any tricks on anybody or throw anybody off guard. Yes, theology matters. But why does it matter? All right. And that's what we want to get into. That is the heart of what we want to get into tonight. I'm not trying to, you know, use a play on words or any clickbait. Theology matters. But I want to talk about why it matters. But first, before we can talk about why it matters, what is theology? There might be somebody out there who's watching right now who doesn't have an understanding of what theology is. Theology, to understand what it is, it's just the combination of two Greek words. And those Greek words are both theos and logos, right? And the word theos comes from the Greek word, which means God. And the word logos comes from the Greek word, which means reason. And this is, it just simply means to be concerned with the things of God, who he is, how he interacts with us, with mankind, with humanity, our thoughts towards God, basically is what theology, our understanding of God. More specifically, though, because there's different types of theology, there's as many theologies as there is religions. Some can argue that there's many theologies as there is persons because of postmodernism. And what postmodernism believes fundamentally is that truth is subjective. So there is as many truths as there is persons. So when we're talking about theology, specifically when I'm talking about theology, I'm talking about Christian theology. And what we are talking about is in reference to the God of the Bible. And Christian theology is concerned. Here's a definition for you. More specifically, Christian theology is the rational study and understanding of the nature of God and the doctrines of Christian faith based on God's revelation of himself, chiefly found in the Bible. So we can read the Bible to understand God, who he is, and how he's revealed himself to us, right? And just a quick scripture I want to throw out there in regards to why theology matters and why is it important is because this, right? This is one of the foundational scriptures in the Bible that a lot of churches put in their mission statement. It says this. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. It says, the love of the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Listen, God wants us to not only love him with our heart, with our soul, and our spirit, but with all of our mind, our intellect, our thoughts. He wants us to learn more about him, about his word, about his truth, about what he has to say to us, right? Theology is important. It's how we understand God and how he's revealed himself to us. Everybody is a theologian. Everybody is a theologian on some level. Everybody has a thought, has a belief, has a perspective on how they see and interact with God. Theology. It's important that even to understand this, that even those who say that there is no God are theologians, because the atheist belief is that there is no God, and their theological framework is built around this claim that there is no God. That's still a type of theology, because it's a thought, it's an understanding towards God, that God doesn't exist. Everyone is a theologian, but that doesn't mean that everyone is a good one. And the Bible says this. It says the wise store up knowledge in Proverbs 10:14. It says the wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool hastens destruction. So everyone's a theologian, but not everyone is a good one. So we want to have an informed theology. We want to have an accurate theology. We want to have an accurate view of theology, because inaccurate theology will lead to an inaccurate view of God, and this can be harmful to our Christian walk. Not understanding who God is and how he interacts with us as humans, and in his mission and in his purpose and in his holiness and his divinity and all these things, not having a clear understanding of this can be harmful to our Christian walk. Because if we have false belief about God and who he is, it will lead to destructive action. Because what we know about God informs how we live and interact in his creation. Good theology informs good doctrine, and good doctrine builds healthy Christian communities. One thing right now that is very popular out there that a lot of people are talking about is, it's a trigger word, so don't click out the chat if you're listening, is deconstruction, right? And a lot of people are deconstructing and tearing down their faith, because they're finding out that a lot of the things that they've believed have, that they've been misinformed, are inaccurate, and it's hurt their belief or their faith in God or their walk, because they've had an inaccurate theology. They've built their faith on faulty framework, on a faulty foundations, on false beliefs of God. And because their faith has been built on a faulty framework, now when the storms of life come, everything is shaken, right? And having an unhealthy view of God or inaccurate theology can also be harmful to how we view and how we treat others. For instance, there are some communities of faith that believe that if you are sick, if you're broke, if you're poor, if you're experiencing hardship in life, is because you are in the wrong with God. And that is just an inaccurate theology. That's wrong. Bad things don't happen to us because bad things don't happen to us because God is angry at us. Bad things happen to us because we live in a sinful world, and we have a fallen nature, and the effects of sin are everywhere in this world. I love you too, Darius. So it's important that we understand these things. Another bad framework or bad theology is just people want to add requirements to salvation. Look, salvation comes, it's a work of the Spirit. It's something that God does. The Spirit draws us unto himself. The Bible says that if we believe in our hearts and that we confess it with our mouths, then we are saved. Salvation is a work that is completely done by faith, in faith alone, and faith in the finished work of Christ and what he did on the cross for us. Jesus came to the earth. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross for our sins. And in 3 days, he was raised again, right? And if you believe that, and if you repent of your sins, then you are saved. There's no requirements. There's no prerequisites. But what we do as humans is what we want Jesus and. and we add things to it. So what some people would say is something like this, that if you need to believe in Jesus and also speak in tongues, right? You need to believe in Jesus and you also need to dress this way. You need to believe in Jesus and you need to talk like this. You need to believe in Jesus and you need to eat like this. You need to believe in Jesus and you need, and all these extra requirements. And this is simply bad theology, and it's harmful, and it hurts people. And this is why theology matters. Sound theology helps us weed out what is wrong. Sound theology helps us weed out what is wrong. When we live in communities that help us grow in our understanding of God and who he is, then it's easier for us to spot out the things that are wrong. For instance, a bad theology is that of the prosperity gospel. It's not that God doesn't want you to prosper. It's not that being prosperous is wrong or having money is wrong or evil inherently of itself, right? But when we start to preach a gospel, when we start to preach a message that is, if you believe in Jesus, that he will make you rich, that if you are broke, poor, sick, or anything else, that there is something wrong with your belief system, that there's something wrong with your faith, that your faith is broken, right? This is a bad theological framework, right? God blesses and God does good things because God desires to bless and God desires good things. God is a good God. In Matthew, it says that because he's a good father, he doesn't give us a stone when we ask for bread. No, God gives us good things. If our earthly father desires to give us good things, how much more does our Father in heaven desire to give us good things? We should love God, not just with our heart, with our soul, with our spirit, with our strength, but with our minds. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian and being an intellect, right? But where the issue is, where we start to mess up as intellectuals is when we allow our intellect to interfere with what, listen, with what God can do. Right, because sometimes when we start to know or start to understand or start to grow in knowledge and wisdom of the scriptures, then we want to put God in a box. And we simply can't do this because God is God and God can do what he wants, how he wants, when he wants, where he wants, whenever he wants. Let us not limit God to what he can do based off what we know in our minds. Let us not put God in a box. Let us have faith. Let us believe. Let us believe for the impossible. Let us believe for the miraculous. Let us believe that God can bless and do things in abundance if he so desires to. In our life. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Titus says this in Titus 1:9. It says, he must hold firm to the truth of the word as taught, so they may be able to give instruction and sound doctrine and also rebuke those who contradict it. This is talking about elders in the church. He must hold firm to trustworthy word as taught, so he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also rebuke those who contradict it. We have to know what the word says. and have an accurate interpretation of it, so that when things that contradict the truth of God's word and the truth of who God is, that we can call those things out and say that those things are wrong, that those things contradict God's word, contradict who God is. I want to ask some questions to those who you know, desire to grow in knowledge, desire to grow in the theology. And I'm not here to persuade anybody one way or the other as far as one theological camp over the other, or one specific doctrine over the other. That is not my goal here. That is not my purpose. That is not my mission in life. I'm not here to get really deep, but I want people to know that theology matters, right? How we view God, our thoughts towards God, our perspective towards God, our understanding of God, and how we grow in our theology is that we become students of the word. We become students of our pastors, of our leaders, of our mentors, and allow them to teach us and to instruct us. We become students of those who've been affirmed of faithful teachers of the word in the past and in the present, right? But I want to ask these questions for those people who desire to grow in theology, because I think this is a common issue, or common issues that I come across when I engage with people who are very intellectual, right? It's like sometimes people have all this intellect, they have all this knowledge, yet zero people skill, right? Zero relational intelligence, as some people will call it, right? How does what you know, how does your theology, your understanding, your perspective, your view of God, how does that help you love God? How does your theology help you love God and love people more? I see that Lo said, how essential is the church you attend to your theology? Is expository preaching in church essential for your theology? Absolutely. 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 The church you attend is absolutely essential to your theology. I'm sorry, I'm not seeing... The app that I'm using is not integrating well with the comments from Facebook, but the church you attend is absolutely essential to your theology. And I think I hit on this a little bit earlier. I don't know if you, or maybe I just breezed over it a little bit. But I think this is something that we can dive into, because I don't think a lot of believers or a lot of Christians even know some of the doctrine that their churches teach. I don't think that a lot of people read their church's doctrinal statements or their statements of faith and what they view about the authority of Scripture. What is their view on sin? What is their view on the fall? What is their view on predestination? What is their view on salvation? And yeah, we can go through a whole bunch of things, a whole list of things. And I think this is also why we see people experience a lot of church hurt, because they attend churches that have faulty theology, right? They have faulty belief systems, like their systems are based off of works and performance and behavior, believing things like the gift of tongues being proof of salvation, you know, holding to things like the prosperity gospel, health and wealth, word of faith, all these things that we can dive into. But the church you attend is essential to your theology. I don't know if you're asking that in general or just specifically to me, but the church I attend is definitely essential to my theological beliefs and my theological stances. And is expository preaching in church essential for your theology? Yes. Yes. So now, some people may not know what expository preaching is. Right now, like a lot of churches, they'll do topical sermons or they will do sermon series, right? But what an expository preaching is a verse by verse preaching, explaining exactly what is going on in the world, in the word, in the world at that time, what the author was trying to communicate to that audience, to the people group that he was writing to, and how what that message that was being communicated, how that portrays in our context, right? How it crosses the bridge from that culture, that time period, into ours, and how we can apply it to our lives today. But that is absolutely essential. Thank you for that question. Does the church you go to matter? Just asking. Yes, yes, yes. The church you go to matters. You have to be a part of a healthy church, a healthy Bible believing church that teaches sound doctrine, that is heavy on discipleship, that will walk with you, that will help you grow in your spiritual walk, in your Christian walk. All of these things matter. Thank you for those questions. That's good stuff. Yes. So one of the things I was talking about is, just how does your theology, how does what you know about God, how does that help you love God and love people more? As you're growing in wisdom, you know, as you're growing in understanding, can we make sure, can we be people who don't allow our hearts to become hardened by what we know? Can we still communicate the truth with grace, with love, and humility, right? Another thing that I want to ask is, like, how does what we know, how is what we're learning, as we're learning more about God, as we're learning more in his word, how does that produce a humility in our hearts? Because sometimes I think as we become, we fill ourselves up with knowledge. Even Paul says this. He says that there's a knowledge that puffs up, but love builds up. How do we become people, you know, as we learn more about God, become more humble? Because the more you know you don't know, right? Because God is eternal. He is, there is no beginning to him. There is no end. He exists outside of time. Like when we go to heaven, we will literally be spending the rest of eternity getting to know God. What church do you attend, and do they preach expository sermons? I love to check them out. Yes, I'm currently attending Faith Evangelical Church. You can find them at findfaith.org or .com. But if you just go on Google, type in Faith Evangelical Church, they'll come up and they do expository preaching. We just finished the Book of Joel and actually Ezekiel, sorry. And we're going into the fruits of the Spirit. Actually, not an expository series, but yeah, that's another conversation. But yes, they do expository preaching. So yes, one of the things that I would like to ask is, how does what we know, right? How does our understanding of God, how does that produce a humility in us? Because, like, you know, we don't know everything. I don't want to come on here and like try to come off as a person who knows everything. Like, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. But I want you to know that theology matters, right? That it matters, that it's important to your faith, that it's important to your walk. It's important because a faulty theology will hurt how you live out your Christian walk. When we believe things that just don't line up with the word of God, and we can go through a lot of those things, but I'm not going to do that here on this live tonight, because that's not what I'm here. I just want you to know that it matters. And for those people who love theology, you don't have to be ashamed of it. You know, those people who love to read, who love to learn, who are students of the word, that whatever faith community that you find yourself in, like, it's okay. Love God, love his word, grow in knowledge and understanding. But also know that the things that you believe, right? The things that you believe, the things that you stand on, like, people may have questions about them. And there may be a time and a place where you're going to have to be able to defend those things. So, like, if you're a person that comes from a certain faith persuasion in the Christian circle, and you believe certain things, that when somebody questions you, this is why theology is important. Because if you just believe what you were told, but you never did the research to really understand what was being taught to you, then when people come and they ask you questions and you can't really defend what you've been told or what you say that you believe, like, people are not going to take you seriously, or they're not going to really want to listen to what you have to say. It's like, why do you believe that, bro? And you're just like, I don't know. I mean, it's what I was told. It's what they said. But can you explain it? Can you break it down? Can you show me it in scripture? And for some of us, like, our communities haven't taught us how to do this. The churches that you may have went to might not have taught you how to do this. But I would encourage you to get around people who can help you, who can teach you, who can help you grow in the word and understanding of the scripture, because theology matters. What you believe about God matters and is essential to your Christian walk. And I want to end with this. Let me find it. All right. So we know that I opened up with Mark 12:30, right? And it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Into that verse, it says, in turn, love your neighbor as yourself. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And in turn, love your neighbor as yourself. And I've asked it already, but I'm going to end this. Does what you know about God, about the Bible, does it help you love God more? And in turn, love your neighbor? And that's the question. Hey, thank you all for joining. Hope to do this again. Peace out.